Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's poppin', man? PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, The Electro Man. Watch what's good, my G.
What's good, my G? What's poppin'?
You know the vibes, man. Before we get into this review of the LOX album, Living Off Experience Project, Watts, I think we should do our due diligence to show love to Cliff Robinson, former Portland Trailblazer, RIP, and also the brother that died from the Black Panther died. And it's funny, you brought this up to me a second ago that you and I actually did. I actually forgot about this. I got to keep it 100 with y'all. Watching brought this to my attention that we actually did a review on the Black Panther when that movie came out, though. Watch. Talk to me, man. RIP Chadwick Boseman, man. Talk to me, Watch.
This was really something that hurt a lot of people, man, because when that movie came out, man, like everybody went to go see it. And it was such a big mm-hmm. deal, like even me went to see it. And then we actually did a review of the movie.
Yeah.
It was one of those moments in movie history that I would compare to the biggest movie moments ever, like Star Wars. You know, mm-hmm. Ghostbusters, like, Tom, there was a movie that, like, the whole world had to see. The Black Panther was that movie. And this brother, you know, he played Jackie Robinson. He played Thurgood
yes.
Marshall. He played James Brown.
Yeah,
you know what
crazy.
I'm saying? And to know that he was fighting cancer the entire
yes.
time, he was doing all these movies, all these appearances, it's staggering. It's like so sad, man. And that to him. And then to Cliff Robinson. You know, I'm an NBA fanatic, man. And I love Cliff Robinson's game. Cliff Robinson would shine in this era of shooting three-pointers because he was shooting
yeah.
three-pointers. There was a time when the NBA moved the three-point line in. And one of the people that took advantage of it was Cliff Robinson. And that team was a team with Cliff Robinson and Rod Strickland. I love that Blazer team. When it was just – when the
yeah,
two best players
yeah.
Cliff Robinson
yeah.
and Rod Strickland, they used to get busy. So when I saw that he died at 53, I'm like, damn, these brothers are young. Cliff Robinson is young. Chadwick was mad young. He was 42. I mean, that's crazy stupid young.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just want to say RIP to them brothers, man.
Word, man. For real, RIP, man. For real, man. Ah, segue. It's hard to segue straight from that to this. What we do there, man. LOX, man. Living Off Experience, man. You and I are big LOX D-Bot supporters here on the show. I think since you and I have been rocking out for the last 3.5 years, especially with Styles P, I think we've shown Styles P wild love on this show. He's been on the show a couple times. Jada Kiss, what's here to say about Jada? I guess for me, Watson, I'm going here. I saw somebody on Twitter saying, yo, are you and Watson going to give Sheik his flowers? And then my brain is like, you know, when Sheik had a verse, what was that on the hit, man? It's one joint he had, Sheik nigga, the weak nigga, the third nigga. Like, when he said that, I didn't like the fact he said that because when he made that line, Watson, I felt it was warranted for niggas to run with that. But then again, he's heard people try to say that. Now, you and I know for whatever reason it's been, Jada Kiss and Styles seem to be the guys who get the cool. If you go in a pecking order of the LOX's favorites, sometimes it's Jada and Styles. And then for some reason, I feel the culture as a whole, I don't want to say they shun Sheik though, Watts, but I feel like Sheik doesn't get his just due. But you and I talked about After Taxes, Walk With Me, and Endless Sheik versions, right?
All the time. We never not. Well, there was never a point talking about hip-hop where I thought Sheik did not get busy, where I thought Sheik didn't hold his own. There are many, many LOX songs throughout the 26 years I've been listening to the LOX where Sheik had the best verse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So this whole, yo, y'all need to give Sheik his flowers, like, what do you mean? When we talk about the LOX, all three get talked about, all three of them, coming from the perspective of me and you. Other people, when
right.
y'all say that, all y'all saying is that y'all never follow Sheik. We got his solo album. We used to get all the Sheik stuff.
Yeah.
So this whole notion that, yo, y'all not giving Sheik his flowers.
Word.
Who you talking to?
Crazy,
you can't be
huh?
talking to us.
At all. When you're talking about the other guys that have more subscribers than me and Watts, who have the bigger eye on them, those guys, it's not me and this brother right here. I think we always give Sheik his just due, man. All right, well, let's get into this, man. Locks Living Off Experience. First song, gave it to him. Listen, partner sub Watts, when I say this, bro, this song's been out for a while. I was not hip to that. I got to keep it real. There's no reason for me to lie on here. I was not hip to this song because I was hip to this song and knew it came out 2 months ago. I've been playing this joint hard body. So for me to hear the very first song on here, I thought this beat was crazy. This song been out for, like I said, a couple months. I think this is audio crack to my ears. I thought SP had a dope verse. You got Jada on the hook, which is Jada kills this hook. And, you know, we said we the best. There's no looking around. 200 on the dashboard, so I give it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back and say it to him. I just love the hook that Jada does. And then Sheik, who has one of the best verses, in my opinion, on this joint, man. Big man with the muscles, acting hard. Put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall. I gorilla glue him. Cross any one of my niggas. I don't care how you do him. Sheik just had dope verses, man. Send my main bitch to fuck him. I don't care how she screw him. Dudes lying on IG just to get a buzz. Jada had a dope verse also, man, but I thought that Sheik Looch verse stood out to me more than Styles and Jada, man. Talk to me.
I thought Styles set this off, which is going to be a theme mm-hmm. of this album.
Yeah,
Styles set it off with a raw verse. Kiss absolutely came through with the hook. I thought Sheik spit a super fire verse. I thought Jada was blending in his hook and his verse at the same time. So he made it blend perfectly. I thought this was a dope set off mm-hmm. song.
All right, my guy, the next song, Move, produced by Scott Storch, SP on the hook. Everybody drops a couple of bars, like a back-and-forth thing going on between the trio, obviously. SP talking about LLC talk. Jada scared to death. Your whole life, you die frantic. Plus, I'm way smarter than niggas. That's my vantage. Hudson in the crack spot, my Lantis. Young boys talking at penitentiary chances. We're going to make it. Sheik's second verse, if I ever go broke, I got two niggas to count on. Put the LOX sound on, that silk net gown on, I'm old as Calgon. And then Styles had a line that I liked a lot. I can make niggas do dumb shit like Mona Scott. Stop Jada Kiss with the last verse. It's like this show, you know the style, Sheik's and Kiss flow. It's unparalleled to anything on mixed show. It's like hardcore rap mixed with disco. And then Sheik with the Too Many Menace in Society niggas thinking they came. Too many new generation rappers thinking they wane. Talk to me, man. Move, man.
So there's two themes on this song. One is that Styles sets it off. So there seems to be a pattern with Styles. Styles goes
yes.
crazy. So Styles automatically goes crazy. Like you said, they spit like hot eights or hot 16s where they go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
I personally thought Kiss was the MVP on this. I love
okay.
the production, the sound on this. I thought this is some raw LOX. Clearly, Sheik believes everybody's a Lil Wayne clone. I don't know what he means by that. Like, because he just not, this is,
he
says it on
Wayne
a couple of other songs. Yeah, where he keeps saying people are Lil Wayne clones. And I'm thinking, does he believe, like, all these guys who do auto-tune and have dreads are Lil Wayne? Like, all I can think of is he talking about Young Thug? Like,
Young
that's
Thug,
the only person
Travis
I can think
Scott.
Of. Like I'm just trying to figure out who – I'm just trying to figure out when I hear him call these guys clones, like, are you talking about Young Thug? But, you know, that's just where I was going with it. I didn't know he looked at hip-hop that way, that all the up-and-coming new rappers are Lil Wayne the clones, which means he thinks Lil Wayne is one of the most influential rappers of today.
Would you agree with that? That Lil Wayne is one of the most influential rappers. You know, we always hear about Tupac being influential on other rappers, but will we
Absolutely,
put Wayne
yes,
in that bag?
Yes,
wise?
Yes. Yeah, I would. Okay. I would.
Okay. So you cool with that song? You rocking with it?
I love the, this is Raw LOX. I love the production. It's Raw LOX.
Okay. Next song, Watts Testify. Not to be confused with Common Sense's song Testify on the B album that you and I reviewed a while ago. Like you said earlier, Watts, the theme of this project is Styles P setting up a lot of verses. It's almost like the theme when Onyx did songs, Watts, when Sticky would do the last verses. Styles P do the first, sets off the verses. SP talks about, you know, he had a, I thought SP had a solid verse. You know what I mean? Sheik on the hook for this one is dope. I thought Sheik had a dope verse again, man. Forgive me, those evil thoughts that was in me. Those nights, Lord loading the semi, cut off the shoddy, Henny smoking and drinking the Remy, made money, got fresh. I wasn't saving a penny. I thought Sheik had the best verse on here, man. He had a longer verse than me than Styles and Jada. Jada said, I was one of the smartest. I wasn't one of the wildest, but I did it from the heart, but it wasn't done out of malice. Yeah, man, talk to me, man. Testify.
This is one of my favorite. This is one of my favorite songs on the album.
Really?
Sheik,
okay.
Spit a fire verse. I thought Sheik had the best verse. I love this beat. This is one of my favorite songs.
All right. Next song, Watts Miss, featuring T-Pain. The Vanessa Williams sample is nice in the beginning of the joint. T-Pain on the hook is okay to me. She sets this off. Mama crying, daddy high. He slept on the floor, rent is due, shots pop off, sound like one in the war, can't go in that bitch, can't go in that bitch, too many niggas in the store. Like, yo, when he said, that's some New York living in me, I'm sorry. Too many want to go in the store, too many niggas in the store. Like, the ill writer, like, Goins, our speaker Donald to you, Donald Goins, I'd rather get the coins than Papa holler at you. Talk to me, Watts, what do you think about the song Miss, featuring T-Pain?
This is the first song on the album where Sheik actually sets it off. Then Styles, and then Kiss. I guess
mm-hmm.
this is one of the songs that they aim for radio play, you know, in the era of auto-tune and T-Pain, being that he's the godfather of it. I see that this is a song that they want to target to a certain audience. Personally, this song is not for me. I wasn't into it at all.
Right. I agree. Next song, my guy, Story. Now, this beat is funky. It feel like I want some breakdancing type of vibes, man. The title of this song is kind of self-explanatory. Story, obviously. I just thought it was an ill story that they laced together. It's very, they painted an ill picture. Storytelling at its best, obviously, in this song. SP talking about somebody slipped him a Mickey. He can't see straight, can't feel his jawbone. SP literally getting kidnapped. It kind of gave me that Bitches from Eastwick kind of vibe. And a Biggie story to tell type of vibe. Once again, when she comes on these tracks, man, came in the house, took off my shoes, put my feet up, grabbed the remote, put on the news, cheese doodles, ramen noodles, toasted strudels. I'm high, nigga, about to make pancakes. Or should I just go to sleep for Styles Kim? Like, I love Sheik's album, man. And I hate to say this, man. I think Styles P for the last year has done better music than Styles and Jada. But I'm going to say that when it came together on this project, I felt like Sheik was sitting on mad bars to be this guy. Everything he was saying to me, Watts, was just dope. I even like Jada and Sheik going back and forth on some Jada and Styles type shit, man. Talk to me, Watts. Story, man.
So you said this gives you the vibe of Story to Tell by Biggie? That's the feel
mm-hmm.
you got with this song?
A little bit. Just know that's how they tell them the story, basically. I got a story to tell. They got a story. Story to tell.
Okay.
I got a story.
Okay, so this beat annoys me, and I do not like it. I feel that the beat totally overpowered. I feel that the beat totally overpowered the lyrics for me.
The bars?
And
yes,
I didn't like
I
it
agree.
Because I heard that they were telling a story. I knew they were telling a story, but you could not escape the production and the beat. It fought against the lyric, and that's the thing that I did not like. Like, I like hearing a dope beat
okay.
where you're rapping and then competing against each other. I felt the production and the rapping was competing against each other. I am not feeling this song at all.
Oh, this is one of my favorite joints on here. I'm not even going to hold you. I like this show. I like this one to testify. I ain't gonna hold you. I just want to testify, man. Next song, What's Due to Me, featuring Jeremiah, produced by Scott Storch. This is one of my least favorite songs on here. We spoke about it a second ago. We see the type of direction they were trying to go. And to me, Watts, when I hear these kind of songs with Jeremiah, even though, to be honest, Sheik Looch did have a song with Jeremiah, I believe the Good Love song. It was one of them songs Sheik did with Jeremiah. She got an Eric B. and Rakim reference. I love that. Jada switched up the flow a little bit on this particular joint. Not one of my favorite joints, man, but talk to me, man. Due to Me featuring Jeremiah, produced by Scott Storch.
I do not like The Hook by Jeremiah. This is another song that's not for me, but made for another targeted audience. I don't like The Hook. I guess The Lox is hoping for radio and for women to gravitate towards it. The lyrics were not strong enough for me to even enjoy this song. Even with the references to the 80s legends, you know, the Rakim reference,
right.
the Slick
yes.
reference.
Slick Rick.
You know, they
right.
switched up the lineup with Sheik, Kiss, and then Panero. This was another lineup switch. But as far as I felt, this is three songs in a row that I did not do it for me. You know, the T-Pain song,
okay.
Missing Me, which
all
is
right.
still
yes.
a targeted
right.
radio song.
Mm-hmm.
Storytelling song, which is a beat that I felt overpowered, and then Do It to Me. I think
right.
that's three songs in a row that I did not like.
Okay, so you got three back-to-back songs you didn't like. I can understand Do To Me. I didn't like T-Pain too much on the hook. It didn't kill me too much. I did beat, though. It's very soulful with the T-Pain beat, but I understand what you're saying. So three songs you're saying, the three back-to-back-to-back joints you were not feeling.
Right.
Gotcha. Next song, my G, Come Back, produced by Static Selecta. Sheik Looch, a.k.a. the Silverback on the hook. SP sets it off. My Housekeeper got a Street Sweeper. Ignorant by Nate Johnny Reefer. Sheik, the reason that you ratted, you're a different type of shook. As long as you free, real niggas getting booked. Cold as these killers. D-Block Gorillas, 20 years strong. Real niggas feel us. Jada Kiss, know the shift change in the spot at 1 p.m. You stay till 11 o'clock. You cop a BM. Boys over there, don't try to beat them. Talk to me, Watts. What do you think about Comeback, man? Produced by Static Selecta, man.
This is a song that I can get with. Finally, Static
okay.
Selecta got with the Lox. And as the way Static Selecta looks at the Lox is the way I look at the Lox. Let me give y'all a banger, a banging beat, and y'all get busy. This is one of those
right.
songs. I love the production. Styles set it off. Sheik went in. I loved his delivery. Kiss closed it out. Sheik was in his hook bag on this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know how we always like to talk about
mm-hmm.
seeing some juicy hooks. Sheik definitely was in his
mm-hmm.
hook bag. So I thought they got back to the real elements on this song.
All right. Next song, Watch Stink of the Lox, featuring Westside Gunn and Benny the Butcher, produced by Large Professor. And oh, Nas, this is how, I mean, it was good to hear Large Pro on this. I wish Large Pro would have done a beat. Listening to this song made me feel I wish Large Pro would have had a beat on Nas's album. Interesting enough that Large Pro did sample Nas's voice, made it a hot song. SP sets it off. Can you hear me now? Like Verizon, King of New York, bang your head on a hydrant. Pops always told me, think of the box, think out the box. When you think of the best, think of the Lox. Westside Gunn, I rock with you, my G, but I wish you went on this joint particularly. I thought Conway, or even, wait for it, Watts, Conway or Ghostface Killer, who has done joints with Sheik Looch on Wu Block, I would have preferred Conway or Ghostface Killer on here. Sheik Looch had another Lil Wayne reference on here. We spoke about that earlier. And I'm still better than the niggas who's trying to be Wayne. That's coming from Sheik. Passing a Graveyard, I could see Trump in it. I thought a lot. Chuckle at that line. Benny's verse was cool. I took my respect from living off experience stories about my hood. Got me living off things he was saying. I thought Jada Kiss was the MVP of this joint, man. I am not going to hold you, man. I've been getting money, so you know I want more. I'm alive at the barbecue looking at the front door. Only me and you can really feel that line, Watts. Talk to me, man. Think of the Lox.
Think of the Lox. Gunn and Conway, produced by Extra P. Y'all want to call him Large Pro? I'm calling him Extra P. You know what I'm saying? Styles goes in. I love his 22 flips when he was using the number 22 and was flipping it. You know, Gunn hook. Gunn's put a solid hook. I thought Sheik was the co-MVP of this song. You already named one MVP. I thought Sheik was the co-MVP. I thought Sheik got super busy. I thought Benny blended in with a dope verse. This verse by Benny is nowhere near his verse on Blam Blam. It's not even close.
No.
It was a
solid
Benny verse, but it wasn't. It did not give me the Blam Blam feel at all. But like you said, then it comes to Kiss. You know, been getting money, so you know I want more. Live at the barbecue, looking at the front door. That is a reference to people who are. What I loved about that is that Jadakiss is a total hip hop nerd, hip hop head.
He was in a nerd bag.
In a foreign. Jadakiss in a foreign, listening to Lauren, the joint about Zion. These niggas is lying. Fire. Super fire. I mean, Kiss is just showing you, man, he is a fan of the hip-hop culture. This was a dope song, one of the better songs on the album. This is a top three song on the album.
I like when Kiss said skybox, doing what an owner would do, couple hundred mil over Corona or two. Every day I face off with a Zona or glue and spend the old paper up and pay Trojan to do. First, you're going to beat the odds, and then we're going to even it up. No ice on rabbit ears, leaning on stuff. Yo, Kiss was flowing on this joint. I feel you on the co-MVP. So are we doing a Jason Kidd, Grant Hill co-MVPs? Is that what we're doing there?
Yes.
Because Live at the Barbecue, looking at the front door, was the best line of the whole song.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Because the way
fact.
He just flowed that in, me and you instantly knew what that meant. But
I thought about
do a lot of y'all know what he's talking about? When he says that, does everybody know what Jadakiss talk about when they hit it, when he said that line?
Nah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Absolutely. I chuckled when I heard that. Yeah. So you rocking with this song heavy?
It's a top three song on the album. One of the best three songs on this album.
Next song, Watch My America, featuring Osmond Benjamin. I like this song a lot. It's one of my favorite songs on the project, man. I know the brother Osmond Benjamin does a lot of songs with Styles P. You know what I mean? He did Lovely on this hook, I thought, man. And he also had the Nas, It Ain't Hard to Tell, Nas sample on here. One of my favorite joints on here. And Wait For It, Watts, introspective LOX, I thought, man. She talking about his son. I'm hip-hop like the Juice Crew, but my mama don't call like she used to. Bunch of phony niggas, hard to see who's who. And one thing about Styles P that I would give him over Jada and Sheik is when they get in an introspective bag, I think Styles does a better job than Kiss and Lucha, in my opinion. Oh, Lord, why I lose so much when I'm a winner. Demons done got my soul, made me a sinner. Clothes don't fit no more. I'm getting thinner. It could be in the middle. I feel like winner. Like, I thought Styles was flowing on here, man. Talk to me, man. My America.
First thing I thought of, the first thing I thought of was introspective locks. I had to make sure I listened to it twice because I wanted to make sure that it was introspective. Because, you know, anytime you talk about your life and growing up and struggles, and you know, that is introspective.
I love it.
So let me say this. Appreciate the raps on this, but it's really not talking to me like that. I thought Kiss as the closer had the best verse. But just being introspective doesn't mean anything to me. Just like if you tell a story, that doesn't mean anything.
I agree.
It has to really resonate. And let me give you an example.
All right, totally correct.
Ghostface, All That I Got Is You, that's like one of my all-time favorite introspective songs, right?
Right.
So this song doesn't hit me like that. So that's what I'm saying. Like I know it's introspective. I hear it,
but it doesn't. And like I said, I appreciate, you know, how they rap it,
right.
But it wasn't all that to me.
I like this song a lot. I ain't gonna front. It's one of my favorite joints, man. You thought Kiss had a better verse than Styles?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Next song, Watts, Net Worth. Listen, man, I don't like the hook on here. This song is just okay to me. All three members were going back and forth. I think this song was just okay. I don't think I'm going to play this song hard body like that, Net Worth, though. Talk to me.
The production was all over the place. It was all over. This wasn't Glaciers of Ice where you could see the mad genius of all kind of stuff going on. This production was all over the place. And once again, it overpowered the lyrics. The lyrics were not strong enough for me to really love it. Even though Styles closed it out, dope. I liked the way Styles ended it and closed it out. But I did not like the production on this at all. And when the production is so chaotic and hectic and not really being ill, this song wasn't for me, man. I wasn't feeling this.
Okay. Next song, Watts, Dirty, Dirty. All right, man, listen. You're not going to find a guy who loves Caribbean music more than this guy. I come from the Rockers, Stone Love era, Bounty Killer, Beanie Man, Elephant Man, Sizzler, Kalonji, Capleton, all that, Super Cat, all that, man. Vibes Cartel, all that, man. Conscience. I love Conscience. I love Period, right? I understand where the Locks is trying to go with this. I understand that some girls might try to get their Dutchy wine on, so to speak, when this song comes on. And what Watson said earlier in the beginning of the review, trying to get a certain, I wouldn't be surprised if you do a video for this. I can see Jadakiss being the one trying to pull the strings on. Let's do a video for this. This song is okay. If I'm with a shorty, I guess I can play this and let her do a 1-2. But this is not one of my favorite songs on the project. It's okay. Dirty, dirty. Talk to me.
Let's call it what it is. This is a dance song. It's not even a song that they want for radio play. They actually want this to be played, and they want people to want to dance to this. Nah, man. This is not – I mean, this is such a blatant grab for females, for the radio, that I'm not feeling it at all. I mean, I don't know what y'all want me to, you know, when you think of the best, you think of the Locks. Yeah, I think when I think of the best, I think of the Locks. Rapping. This is just not a song that I am feeling. You know what I'm saying? That's that simple. You're not going to hear me
beat, but it just,
praise this song.
Aaron Styles rap on this beat was kind of wild. I'm not going to rap. SP, I love you, my guy. But hearing you rap on this beat was like, Because it's got Jadakiss written all over this. I'm sorry. I just feel that way, man. Next song, Watts, Commitment, man. Talk to me.
Another radio-friendly song catering to the female audience. What else do you want me to say about it? What else do you want me to say
How
about
you feel?
It? That's what it
How
is.
You feel? Good.
This is what they want. Yeah. Listen, this is. I'm telling you what it is. It's another radio-friendly song catering to a female audience. Hey, Big did it, Pac did it. So if the Locks feel that's the lane they want to be in, that's the lane they chose to do in 2020. They chose to do this. There you have it.
You have a problem with that or no?
It's not a song that I'm into.
What do you think about that song with DMX? Your first single they had.
Wait a minute. You didn't give your opinion on Commitment with Dice Payne.
Oh. They let the beat breathe a lot too much for me before they started rapping. They didn't let that beat breathe for like a good minute and some change before they attacked on it. This is not one of my favorite songs, though, no.
Do you believe it is a radio-friendly song catering to a female audience?
Yes. Yes. Very much so. I think they went out of their way. Listen, I'm going to go ahead, man. Oh, let me say, I love the song with DMX also. I'm throwing that in there also. Love that song. I don't know how you feel about that.
The DMX song? I thought DMX was raw on the hook. I thought he jumped in and tried to capture the Fountain of Youth for 98. I thought Shaq had a dope verse. And I thought Kiss closed it out on some Sticky Fingers, because that was the theme of most of the songs. Style sets it off. Chic in the middle. Chic is the closer. Chic is the Mariana. Well, no, she's not the Mariana. He's the setup man. And then Jada kisses Mariana Rivera. Goose Gossage. You know, closes it out. Trying to kick some sticky verses.
Niggas do not know who Goose Gossage is. With the Yankees and the mustache. You think niggas know who Goose Gossage is? You can't do a Goose Gossage reference watch and expect the common voice might not know when you went in that bag then. It is what it is.
Well I meant closer. I meant closer. So Jadakiss closed out Bout Shit. And I think Bout Shit is a dope song.
I think
Bout Shit is a dope song. And they shot a video for it, so there's a video up for it.
All right, watch, I'm going here, man. I'm giving this album a strong four mics. I like the beginning of this project, a lot of dope songs, a lot of up-tempo beats. Some of the hooks I love, some of the hooks I don't like. Some of the features are straight. Like I said, on the West Side Guns joint, as much as I rock a West Side Gun, I review all his projects. I wish Conway or Ghostface Killah would have had a verse on this particular project. I felt that they went to the table, and because of Jadakiss, I'm going to say some songs that you might not particularly like, I think Kiss, you could tell when they get Jeremiah and T-Pain, that's Kiss. When they get Dice Payne or maybe Oswin Benjamin, that's Styles P. I thought Chic was the MVP of this project. I thought, I'm going to go in order. I got Styles, Jada, and Styles. No, I got Chic, Jada, then Styles, believe it or not. That's the order I have in versions of my opinion. I felt like we've heard so much Styles P within the last years of us reviewing that. I'm not saying he got burnt out, not at all. Watch in a battle rap form, that Chic Luch been sitting on some bars, man, and he came to play. He clocked it, and I love that Kiss. And listen, man, I go back to the old thing I've always said. Kiss always going to give us a dope verse. You and I always have this conversation about Kiss with dope verses. So I'm giving this project four mics once.
You said you gave it a strong four mics. Is it a four mics or is it a strong four mics?
Strong four. Give it a strong four.
What songs on here gave you the feel of fuck you?
Well, I'm not doing that off the what songs give me F you. I'm just going to what I'm listening to. Because I can't compare it to When We Are the Streets. That's a whole different bag.
Okay.
That's them leaving. Hold on, let me ask you a question. That's them leaving Bad Boy. That's them coming on there with a grudge. That's them coming up the Chinese suit era. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? They were still young and still grimy. They would have done songs like some of these songs. Even when they did Ride or Die Bitch, it was still different vibe when they went to the girl's bag compared to the girl bag they went on these joints.
I'm giving this album 3 mics.
This is a three mic album.
There's spots in this album where they went 3 songs in a row that I did not like. I did not like Miss You. I didn't like The Story because I thought the beat overpowered it. I didn't like Do It To Me with Jeremiah. That's 3 in a row. Then they did another 3 in a row. They did Net Worth, where I thought the production was all over the place. They did Dirty Dirty, which was a dance song, then which was another radio friendly. Like, there's nothing for me to even be like, yo, this box is crazy. No, it's not. It's just not a crazy box album. And it takes nothing away from them in the fact that they rap because In Order,
right,
the best lyrics. Kiss clearly was second, and Styles went through the motions. And it's not a diss saying Styles went through the motions, but, you know, this wasn't the best rapping I've heard from Styles. Styles did better rapping on his album that he released early this year.
Yes.
It was better rapping. So you know, this is a 3-mic album. I'm going to immediately go back to Flea Lord and P-Rock and Flea Lord and 38 Special. Sorry, that's where I'm going to go. Couldn't wait to finish this so I could go back to listen to some bangers.
I like this album. I ain't gonna front. It's good to hear those brothers together. I'm going to give you 4 mics. I thought it was a solid project. I'll be interested to see what singles or what videos or what visuals they decide to drop for this next project, man. Let me go here, man. I just want to say, can we give Michael Jackson a happy birthday today, man? Michael Jackson's birthday today, my guy. What's your thoughts on the legend, Mike Jack? Not appreciation, but just your thoughts on the late Mike Jack.
I think Michael Jackson is the GOAT. I think he's the greatest artist of all time. I don't think anybody is nowhere near him. I think he is the most influential black artist of all time. That's how I feel about Michael Jackson. He means everything to me.
And this is coming from the Watts, you know, it's very interesting for you to say that, because as much as you love hip hop, for you to say that, that means we're going back to the early 80s, when you and I were youngsters, and Michael, from watching Michael Jackson on the Grammys, from Michael Jackson doing the moonwalk, from you and I copping the Michael Jackson jackets with the zippers. I mean, that meant everything to us, the rocking the penny loafers with the white socks and everything. You know what I mean? I agree with you, man. Listen, people say Tupac or you say Bob Marley and everything, but if we're doing influential artists of all time and just genre of music and not just hip-hop only, I agree with you. Michael Jackson is definitely creme de la creme. Is it safe to say?
It's more than safe to say. Michael Jackson is the reason why a video is a video. He literally made videos and movies. That is why you've never seen videos impact the way his videos, we never saw it. MTV, which was a white racist news station, would not play videos until Michael Jackson forced them to play his videos. He rightfully changed his name to the King of Pop, Rock, and Soul. And he had to be called that because he came straight out of soul. Then he dominated pop music, and then he dominated the rock scene. So Michael Jackson is the absolute GOAT. Now, here's the thing about Michael Jackson. This is the thing I believe all artists need to get credit for. So let's say your artist like Lionel Richie or Beyonce or Teddy Pendergrass, right? Before they were solo stars, they were the lead singers of groups. To talk about Michael Jackson and not talk about him as the lead singer of the Jackson 5s or the Jacksons, that's what people who compare Prince and Mike do, because when they compare Prince to Mike, they Eurostep over the fact that he had the number one song in 1969 as an 11-year-old. And for the whole decade of the 70s, they were the second biggest group in the world after the Beatles, with number one songs after number one songs, led by an 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old. So when you guys be trying to compare to Prince, it's like, are you guys insane? By the time Prince came out, Michael was already a living legend, and he was still a teenager.
Can I piggyback on that Prince you said? Listen, man, I love Prince, man, but I feel when people try to say Prince over Michael Jackson, you're trying to be the smartest guy in the room, and it just doesn't work. You're trying to be the collar of conversations, and it just doesn't work for me in that. I love Prince. R.I.P. Prince. I love Prince. Don't get it twisted. Me and Watson both watched Purple Rain, both had the VCR Purple Rain and Purple Rain. But
one of my favorite movies of all time. One of my favorite movies of all
time
is Purple Rain.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Diamonds and Pearls. He has one of the all-time great breakdancing songs, and When Doves Cry. So
that
I understand the greatness of Prince.
Diamonds and Pearls is one of my favorite songs from Prince of all time. I love Diamonds and Pearls, right? But I'm taking Off the Wall and I'm taking Thriller as back-to-back, also Mobb Deep shit, Watts. Like Michael Jackson, Off the Wall, Thriller. That's some Mobb Deep. That's some infamous Hell on Earth type shit. That's some Tribe Called Quest from Low End Theory to Midnight Marauders type shit. Like, him remaking people's songs is just ridiculous. Him doing other people's songs and just also 50 Cent shit also. Sprinkling, you know, he took James Brown style and finessed it. Like, let's call it what it is. Did he not?
He took James Brown. He took Jackie Wilson. He was a student of black music history. He was someone who unapologetically loved hip-hop. He loved breakdancing. He loved popping. He loved rapping. He tried to do a song with Run DMC early. Run DMC thought that their fans would think he was a step out.
Yeah.
You know, I know that's one of the biggest regrets of their life. that they didn't do it for Michael Jackson.
I want to give it the Archie Bunker Award,
but I'm not going to do it out of respect, though. But, yeah, that song was not
good. This is where you really know that Run-DMC played himself. There's a video on YouTube when Run-DMC was reading an award, and they said, and the winner is Michael Jackson.
Well, Michael Jackson went up to get his award. He said, I want to thank Run-DMC. They are amazing. They are absolutely amazing. He was speaking about them from a fan perspective because he understood what they did, how they just changed this new sound. You know what I'm saying?
Was that Michael Jackson Music Awards?
Yeah, it was one of the shows. It might have been the American Music Awards.
I remember that. '84, '85, I think it was.
He saluted them. And that's another thing about the difference between Michael Jackson and Prince, where Prince looked at hip hop like, what is this music? And has to prove it's
that's
not real artistry.
That's going on.
Like garbage. Michael Jackson was like, this is the most amazing shit ever, and I want to work with them. So shout out to Heavy D for being, I work with Mike. Are you crazy? Shout out to Tretch. Like, they worked with him in a second. And ever since then, soon as the 90s, every time Michael Jackson came on the album, he had a rap on there. Before Biggie died, Biggie's first album.
He had a joint with Heavy D and all that shit.
Think about this. Biggie only had Ready to Die out, and Michael Jackson worked with him on the strength of one album. Just think about that. All Biggie had was Ready to Die. He had nothing else out. Mike was like,
I gotta
work with that dude.
But listen, I think Mike out of far used to play hip-hop, but like you said, he comes from Michael Jackson, to me, does not get enough props when it comes to breakdancing and popping and stuff. He does not get credited just because he didn't bring out a cardboard box and do windmills and everything like that and shit like that. And then
I think when it comes to pop locking, he's one of the greatest to ever do it. When it comes to pop locking,
that's a fact.
Yeah, I think Michael Jackson is one of the greatest.
You telling me Michael Jackson couldn't be in the movie Beat It? He couldn't be in the movie Beat It or Fresh or Breakdancing? He could have been ducking in those movies.
Easily. Because he can do that. He can do all of that. Man, come on, man. Y'all ever see Michael Jackson when he go on tour in Europe and he do his Billie Jean breakdown where he just pop locking?
Let me just say this.
To all people who are trying to run with this, Michael Eric Dyson, you said Beyonce is better than him. Chris Brown is better than him. Y'all are lying. I know.
It's a different feeling because we lived through the Michael Jackson era. I watched the Grammys because of Michael Jackson. I went and got the Michael Jackson Beaded jacket. I went and learned the moonwalk. Listen, man. Chris Brown and y'all niggas, y'all still trying to do the moonwalk to this day, man. That man brought the moonwalk into the game. That's one of the illest go-to moves by a performer of all times. Like, that's his go-to move. Michael Jackson, I mean, dog, watching Michael Jackson was like watching Michael Jordan almost, man. It was that, he was that large. Like,
speaking of Michael Jordan, he had Michael Jordan in the Jam video. You know what I'm saying? When he had Heavy D, Criss Cross.
Think about this.
That was big.
Like, Mike was a fan of the hip-hop culture. Y'all do know he got songs with Jay-Z, right? You do know Jay-Z brought him out for Summer Jam, right? He was not somebody who looked at hip-hop music like, I'm better than hip-hop music because I'm Michael Jackson. Nope. He 100% embraced it. First of all, this is the thing y'all don't understand. He revolutionized videos. He took it to a place that's never been taken since. This dude would be like, yo, hold up. I'm going to get the number one movie directors in America to direct my video. Because I produce movies. I don't do videos. So he got Martin Scorsese produce Bad. He'd have Spike Lee. Spike Lee shot the video for They Don't Really Care About Us. Like, come on, man. Like,
I love that song. I love that song.
Man.
My God.
You won, right? And Spike Lee shot two different videos for it. He shot one in Brazil, then he shot another one when Mike was in jail. And that song, They Don't Really Care About Us,
It's a song for right now in the times we live in.
Right.
For the songs
now,
we're in right now. Right now.
Dogs. So, it's like Bob Marley's song War. Bob Marley's song War and Michael Jackson's song They Don't Care About Us. In these times that we're living in right now, those songs really touch the heart and soul right now. For real. Bob Marley's song War and Michael Jackson, They Don't Know About Us.
I don't think people understand. We grew up watching Michael Jackson in the era where there was no cable. There was no nothing. So you really ever got a chance to see him on TV, maybe just once a year if he had a video.
Yep.
So every time he showed up on television.
That was a holiday.
Every time he showed up on television, it was a big deal. Now, just to really understand how big a deal this man was, when Motown did their first 25th anniversary, Motown, all the greatest living black artists in America was in the building for this. Michael Jackson performed, and to this day, there has never been a television that impacted us more than when he performed with his brothers. Remember, we never really saw him perform with his brothers because we were too young, and all of that was in the 70s. So that's literally my first time ever seeing him perform with him.
We didn't really know about
for real.
We knew about Rebe, because Rebe popped off. So we knew about Rebe Jackson, the older sister. But Marlon, Tito, Randy, and Marlon and them niggas, they really wasn't popping like that. He was the Method Man of his brothers. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
So to see him perform with them, it was energetic. And then when he did his solo of Billie Jean, man, it's like that's a moment. It's a moment in time that is just nothing I've seen. You can't tell me, I watched somebody's performance and it meant as much to me as when Michael Jackson performed Billie Jean for the first time on television. Nothing.
Yep.
Nothing.
Listen, man,
impacted me like that.
I got Thriller as one of the most illest videos of all time. Top five. I could go top
all
ten
time.
Videos of all time. Thriller.
Let me say this.
I could go five.
In terms of impact, in terms of the way that impacted.
I go five. You go five.
There was a show called Friday Night Videos, and they premiered Thriller. And Friday Night Videos came on at like 11:30 or midnight. It came on mad late. So they do
that
Thriller.
In the old Hot Tracks.
So I'm watching it.
Yeah,
I used to watch Hot Tracks too. They debuted it, and no video has ever impacted me the way Thriller impacted me. Because first of all, Thriller was a movie. He had the man who directed A Werewolf in London direct that video. So it was a movie, first of all. And then, man, I'm telling you right now, man, that blew me away. In terms of impact, no video has ever impacted me the way Thriller. Ever. Not even come close in terms of just the initial impact of seeing that. Now, who does 14-minute videos? Who does that? Who does 14-minute videos? Okay.
And you're not even thinking you're not even thinking about it's a 14-minute video. You're just enjoying it.
And embracing it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? For what
and
it is. You're not like, oh my God, Mike, wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
so
going to say
another thing, people.
Michael Jackson's Thriller album is to me. Listen, man, once again, I know some people try to see Off the Wall is better than Thriller. Knock it off. I love Off the Wall.
That's another of the I'm the smartest guy in the room talk.
Yeah,
that's another
you're
one
not
of the,
doing
oh,
the smartest
I,
guy
I'm
in the room talk.
You guys,
not
I
doing
really
that.
Know Michael.
Nah, we're not doing that. For my dude, from Baby Be Mine, Lady in My Life, the song
every
with Paul McCartney, Billy Jean, Wanna Be Starting Something.
There's no song, you know, crazy? He doesn't have a One Time for Your Mind on this album. There is no One Time for Your Mind. So Michael Jackson's version of Illmatic is Illmatic without One Time for Your Mind.
Yes.
If you lived the Michael Jackson experience in the 80s, I'm not talking about you guys that are in your 30s and you're like 33 and 34 because y'all were just simply too young. I'm talking about if you actually remember it, lived it, you would understand that no artist has ever been as popular as Michael Jackson was in the 80s. I've never seen anyone come close to it.
We talk about eras of hip-hop. We talk about the Wu-Tang era. We talk about the No Limit era. We talk about the G-Unit era. all that, this, that, and the third, right? That Michael Jackson era, I'm not going to lie, defecates on those niggas' eras, though. I'm going to keep it real. It just does. Michael Jackson defecates on hip-hop niggas' eras, man. Your runs and everything, because I hate to be this guy, but as much as we're picking up Off the Wall and Thriller, what about the Bad album? It wasn't like we didn't buy the bad tape.
You're not Yo, come on. Let me tell you something. What did you think about the Smooth Criminal video when you first saw it?
Dogs!
Fam. When I first see Mike do the lean-in, hold on, wait for it.
Hitman Holler did that in the battle. Did we not see Hitman Holler do the Michael Tune from? I'm glad you brought that up. Watch for you battle rap nerds out there. When you saw Hitman Holler do the lean-in, right? Where do you think he got that from? He got that from Michael Jackson. But I digress. But can we say?
Toshan has Michael Jackson schemes in his battle, right?
Mike, did you watch that third round against Jay-Z?
You got dudes
with K-Shine.
You got dudes who wasn't even born during the Michael Jackson era doing Michael Jackson stuff.
That's a
that's
fact.
Impact.
That's a fact.
Come on, man.
That's a fact, my G.
I know y'all love Beyonce and Bruno Mars and Chris Breezy, dog
Miguel, and
the
Justin Timberlake ass nigga.
It's not
even close.
It's not even
close, man.
This man was just
listen,
he was just
listen, I love Chris Brown.
Yo, wait a minute.
But let Chris Brown be Chris Brown. He's not Michael Jackson. You don't need to have those type of conversations.
Right.
Me and Watson are not even
not
have
even
that
Usher,
type of conversation.
You wasn't Michael Lieber.
It's a different feel, man. It's a different feel, man. It was a different, like, I think it's something you said interesting, though. When you said earlier, you were like, we only got to see Mike basically once or twice a year, if that, right? So when you saw him, it was
that?
Like, wow, dogs. We're not doing social media. There's no Instagram, Twitter here, people. It's like you get the Grammys or the American Music Awards. And it was like bad. We had the tape, or we had the album, or like had the album like you and I had, and that was it. I mean, when Michael Jackson shut down the shit, when MTV was playing his videos, like it was everything stopped.
Let's take it a step further. Michael Jackson would debut his videos, and it would be they would dedicate a primetime national television spot
what?
To it. So Michael Jackson is going to debut the video for Black and White, Fox 5 at 8 o'clock. They will promote it like it was a movie coming out. This is just for a video. And you know when he did the Black and White video, he did that facial transformation. The technology that was in it was crazy. Like this man was,
yep.
He was a revolutionary pioneer of entertainment. And
dogs.
He because
what
he
about
all
what about,
black
what?
Music. He gave credit to everybody.
Mm-hmm. What about the Remember the Time video with Magic Johnson, Eddie Murphy? Like that
man.
Was like come on,
let
son.
Me tell you something.
Like,
let me tell you something. Like I see people do not understand that Remember the Time video, man. Let me tell you why I love that Remember the Time video. Because I remember that was a time when people was trying to act like Mike still wasn't that dude. Like, that's when, because, you know, when you're on top so long, people are always trying to be like, oh, you're not the number one. George Michael's out here. Madonna's out here. Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose, and all that's out here. So he had to deal with all of that garbage. Then he did the Remember the Time video. Made white people furious because it was all black cast, no white people in it, only black people, the ancient Egyptians. He had all the black stars in there, Magic, Iman, Eddie Murphy.
Word.
Man, listen, when Michael Jackson gets with black people and they're like, yo, Mike, let's work together to do some choreography, Magic comes out.
The big dogs come outside for Mike. Let's call it what it is. The big dogs.
You know what's
man,
crazy?
The big dogs.
People are hearing us talk, and they hear the enthusiasm. They're like, damn, you niggas really do like Michael Jackson. Like, they really don't understand.
Like?
What?
Like? Nah, dog,
like,
I got to
like,
be real,
really,
man. I love Michael Jackson. I love, dog, I don't like, hold on, watch. I don't like Michael Jackson. I love Michael Jackson. I just did.
Love.
Like, that was my childhood,
love.
My childhood heroes. Like, as much as we love hip-hop,
explain to people.
Dogs, Michael Jackson, I can't explain it. Michael Jackson meant everything to me,
explain
son.
To
like, the world,
what it was
my dude.
To see Michael Jackson
on
the cover
hold
right
on.
On.
Let's just pull up. Before I answer that question,
as much as you and I had our Salt and Pepper, Big Daddy Kane, MC Light posters on the wall, did we not have Michael Jackson posters on the wall? Did we not have Michael Jackson posters on our wall?
Here's the thing. I had no choice. I have a sister and I have female cousins. So, of course, there were Michael Jackson posters everywhere. We loved Michael Jackson. See, this is where you really had to be outside to understand it. You can't study history and be like, and talk about this era, the 80s.
It was a feel, man. It was a feel, man. You had to be there,
Yeah. Because y'all saw Michael Jackson as the caricature of this weird dude who wears face masks and his skin is light.
Yeah.
We was lucky enough to start seeing him when he was black and just the illest dude ever. And y'all never saw that. Y'all saw him when he became this quote-unquote freak show. See, y'all didn't know what was going on, why this guy always got an umbrella, why he always got a mask on his face. That's the Michael Jackson y'all saw. So y'all don't understand how ill this dude was, man.
Fam, I used to watch my cousin used to tape. My cousin would tape. We watched all the Michael Jackson videos, my guy. We had them on repeat. Like watching Mike's do the Billie Jean stepping through the floor and it lights up and everything. That shit meant the world to me watching that, dogs. It meant the world to see Mike take his leg and kick it up and all that. That's like, come on, we was doing that shit heavy, my dude. With the Michael Jackson glove. Like, come on, man. Like, that's how I was dressing. And I have no, I don't feel embarrassed to say that. I was wearing Michael Jackson jackets with the glove. Had the Jerry curl, anything, man. Let's be clear. Let's be clear on that, man. That's me. Like Cameron said on his album, that's me. Yeah, that's me. That was me and Watson, man. That's us, man. You know what I mean? So, I want to say RIP, Michael Jackson, man. Happy birthday, man. You know the vibes already, man. Watson, take us home, my G.
PSA Hip Hop, not the home of Patrick Beverly. PSA Hip Hop is not the home of Patrick Beverly.
Why? Is it not the home of Patrick? Why? I thought we rock with Pat Bev.
I thought so too until we found out what he did behind the scenes with this when they was boycotting. They was talking to the head of the NBA union. It's a black woman. And he disrespected her.
Some people might not know
you're
going. Tell us what's going on.
So, the head of the union is a black woman, right? So she got all the players, and she's trying to explain to the players the financial ramifications if they don't finish off the playoffs, right? So she's reading the numbers out like, this is the reality of what can happen if we don't finish the playoffs. So Patrick Beverly says to her, I got to listen to you. We pay your bills. We pay your salary. So you can't be telling us this. So she's trying to be diplomatic. Like, I'm just trying to tell you the numbers on what's going on, the revenue losses. I just want y'all to know what's going on, right? And he's interrupting
that's a black
again,
woman, right?
Showing her no respect, disrespecting in front of everybody. So Chris Paul and other dudes in the room, Haslam, they had to check him. Like, yo, who are you talking to, boy? Like, she really got on some
hold on, and that's
her
sister, right?
Stuff.
And that's a sister?
Yeah,
hold on, and that's a
woman.
Sister, Pat Beverly. Pat Beverly, come on, my nigga. We not doing that, man. Archie Bunker, wait for it, Pat Beverly. That was trash. That was trash,
brother.
Even if you feel that way, that's not, we don't
need
that.
I'm like, why is Patrick?
I didn't even know that.
I was like,
that's
why
crazy.
Is Patrick Beverly trending? Yeah, man. So,
how
PSA Hip Hop, not
elite,
the
though.
Home of Pat. Yo, hold on, let me tell you this.
Nothing.
It's hard for me to root for the Clippers with Paul George being a complete clown. I don't trust him. Patrick Beverly showing me who he really is. And right now, symbolically, I would be happy if the Milwaukee Bucks won the championship. Just based on how they set all of this off. Like it matters.
Okay, okay. Okay.
Like if Milwaukee won the championship, I would be happy.
Are you saying it is like remembrance of 2001, 9/11, when the Patriots won the year because the Patriots, the patriotic and everything? Is this something like that? You're in that bag?
No, I'm in the bag that the Milwaukee Bucks, George Hill, set it off. George Hill set it off that had a domino effect in the sporting world. All sports. Remember, the top tennis players stopped playing. Hockey stopped for 2 days. WNBA.
Stay right there.
I was shocked that the Hockey Brothers did that. I'm not going to lie. I was.
You're right.
I was shocked
and
the NHL got involved.
So check this out.
We need that, though.
We need dudes
that play hockey
to really be on the front line with
this
us.
This is why. That's a fact. And the baseball players stopped playing, too. This is why.
Yep, too.
With the Milwaukee Bucks set off, was historic and great. So this whole Stephen A. Smith talking point is, well, what's your plan? What you going to do now? You can't, they don't got to do nothing.
The action of defiance that they did because of this black man who got shot in the car with his kids, and they wanted to do something about it. Look at the domino effect. Look what it led to. And look at the conversations that it led to. Now look what the NBA is doing. Now the NBA is going to use all the arenas for people to vote so they can vote safely because NBA arenas have big spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's something that came out of this. That's a good thing. So,
right.
To me, knowing that the Milwaukee Bucks set this off, I have no problem with them now if they won it. I'd be happy if they won it.
Let me get your take on this also before we wrap it up here. I know you still stay closer. Let me tell you something right now. Do not get it twisted because Watts don't talk battle rap like he used to. He was a day one dude from the golden era of this shit. Let's be clear on that. But I know you see what's going on. What do you think of Avocado right quick? I want to get your take on that.
This is what is everybody's secret fear of white people. That they benefit off of black culture. They make a living off of black culture. But behind closed doors, their real colors come out. Behind closed doors, how they really feel about us comes out. So I am not for closet racists in our culture. It's just that simple. I'm not with that.
Calico, man, I rock with you, man. But I got to say this, brother, man. I seen you up there talking about you spoke to Avocado. You know he's good money, my dude. How do you know that, Cal? Like Cal, come on, I rock with you, man. But I don't like that. I have a big problem with that. I ain't seen you and A-Verb on Twitter beefing about this dude. Like that's real corny and shit. Like the man basically said that dudes in the back. He was surrounded by dudes that had these conversations. And let's be clear on this. I see everybody say, oh, y'all just getting on Avocado. Y'all just getting on Avocado. No, we don't care about 24/7 and other dude that was with them. We care about Avocado that was shucking and jogging with these dudes while they were making those remarks. And at no time did we see Avocado say, yo, chill, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was none of that going on. You feel me? So, Cal, man, I ain't like seeing Cal do that. You can't tell us, Cal, as black people, that you just can't sell us that right now, Cal. So, it is what it is. I am glad the NBA is back, though. I can't like that. I'm glad they are, you know.
No.
Even though I do, I respect,
I'm glad they're,
you know,
back, too. I'm glad they're black, too. But the stand that the NBA took, that the players took, it showed their power. And the whole world had to pay attention. The whole world. They had to understand, yo, black people are getting killed out here just for being black. And we ain't having it. And we're going to interrupt. Yeah, we don't care what's happening to black people. Let's watch our hockey. Let's watch our tennis. Let's watch our baseball. No. And now you're like, why is tennis not being played? Why is hockey not being played? Oh, you know why? Why you racist? Because you think y'all could just kill us and get away with it. So I salute the NBA for doing this. Salute to Kenny Smith.
That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy, Watch. I know the vibes already, man.
Mark.